And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Posse Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts, hablando de las artes. Is that right?
Okay. Sure.
Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
It's one gets started a little slowly.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm you can even tell just by the way the sun hits the ground that fall is here, pretty much.
It's on its way.
Like, you'll be sitting there, like, on the plaza or something, and this little yellow leaf will roll by, and you're like, really?
I know.
Seriously? What happened?
I know, and the leaves on the locust tree are turning yellow.
I know.
Which means that it's a good time...
To roast chili.
To adopt a kitty.
Oh. Well, that too.
And this...
You could
adopt a chili, and you can adopt a kitty to eat it, and then watch what happens. This week's featured cat is Firefly. She's an adorable, social, playful little girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings. If you're interested in adopting her, she sounds like a great little kitten. You can call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281, or you can go to their website, fandfnm.org, or ask Felines and Friends at yahoo.com.
Kitty. Well, you could, go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society and adopt a dog. You could do that,
That's
too.
True. Or you could go to Espanol and adopt a dog.
That's true.
You could call Small Dog Rescue and adopt a Jack Russell Terrier mix. Or a dachshund.
Yes. Yes. We found a dachshund in our front yard the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Didn't bring it to my house?
Well, we were sitting out on the front porch having a cocktail, and I was in the garage messing around, and all of a sudden this dachshund walks by and it starts barking at me, and I'm like, shoot, go away. Because my dogs my dogs are a little bigger, and instead of going away, it walked right up and hopped into my partner's arms.
Wow, I'm looking at a picture of it on the iPhone, and it is very cute. It's kind of one of those dapple marking things with short hair. Did you find its owner?
Well, there was a number on it, and I called the number, and nobody answered like four times. I was like, all right, well, we set a bed for it up in the garage and gave him water. And Cody was his name. He had tags, and he was microchipped and everything. So we were like, we can deal with it in the morning. And sure enough, like right before we were about to go to bed, we hear, Cody, Cody. And somebody was out looking for the dog, and yes, Mama lived right across the street.
Okay.
Daughter had left the house back door open, but yes, it was reunited.
Well, people take good care of each other. My dogs went a little bit astray in the dog park the other day, and people were really good about helping.
Really?
Yep, and all three of them came home with me.
Did they get in trouble with Mama?
Yes, I didn't walk them for 2 days. I was so mad at them.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I know, and then yesterday they had the walk of their lives. All right, check this out. We haven't even started with art yet, but here's another not really art thing, which is that there's a fundraiser for the Santa Fe Disco Brawlers. Yes, this is Santa Fe's one and only roller derby team at the Matador. And that is Friday, August 31st, I guess that's tonight, from 9:30 until closing. And there'll be a raffle with prizes from Duke City Derby, Walter Book Catering, Radius Books, and the Auto Angel, who I just heard of yesterday. They're supposed to be fabulous. And art and all kinds of good things and DJs. And so check it out.
I'm going on vacation next week, and that's one of the things we're going to do in Durango is go see some roller derby, see how they do's it up north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be any different than how they does it down northern New Mexico?
No, I don't think so. It's a home competition, so the teams are... There'll be a lot of people there. It seems to be a lot bigger in Albuquerque even and in places like Durango and Denver than it is in Santa Fe at the moment. But Santa Fe is usually about 5 to 10 years behind on these things anyway. So.
Yeah, well, we have a somewhat older median age here. And
yeah,
roller derby is not a sport for the faint of heart, shall we say.
That's a really nice way of putting it. Anyway, lots of artsy stuff going on this week. First of all, happy almost Fiesta from the Zobra, right?
Yeah.
Cover of Paso Tiempo today. You get a sort of a sneak peek at the Fiesta poster this year. Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was very festive.
Maybe that was in honor of Fiesta.
Totally. Yeah. Anyway, the Zobra poster for 2012 graces the cover of Paso Tiempo today. There is no story about it, but it's such a gorgeous image that it belongs there. There is a story, however, on Arwen Donahue, who's an illustrator who I believe lives in Kentucky.
Ah.
And
who we're going to have on the show next week.
Yeah. And I interviewed her about this short comic book that she wrote called Old Man Gloom. It's beautifully illustrated, and it's an interesting story. By the end of our interview, I think I told you this right before we went on the air, I discovered that her brother and I went to school together here in Santa Fe. She used to live here, which is why she wrote about it in the first place.
Ah.
If someone was writing about Zozobra who hadn't seen it or anything, I'd be
most
suspicious.
Kentuckians don't write about Zozobra.
This is true. She's got an interesting story. She's, you know, her family grows vegetables on an organic farm, and she's an interesting gal and a really great artist and illustrator. She has a website.
Yeah.
You should check it out. But anyway, on that note, Flying Cow Gallery tonight from 4 to 5 p.m., more of an afternoon thing, really. Arwen's going to be signing copies of her comic book called Old Man Gloom, and Mark Trujillo, who did the poster for this year's Paso Tiempo, is going to be signing posters. And there's also a Zozobra art show, and it's one day only. I believe this is the 8th annual Will Schuster Art and Photography Show. Over there at Warehouse 21 Teen Center in the Rail Yard. And so there's a reception from 4 to 5 p.m. And the show's going to be up, but this is it. This is the only day it's really going to be up. So go by and check it out. They always have some really cool stuff over there.
Yeah.
Zozobra-related things. And, of course, on Thursday, they're burning the sucker.
This coming Thursday.
Yes.
6 days from today. Right.
I went by Warehouse 21 last week, and they have a little, you know, they built his dress over there, his skirt, or whatever you want, whatever the man name, or the kilt, whatever you want to call it. And so they tore off a little piece of fabric, and they left it out there in the waiting area for people to ride on. And so everyone's like, oh, yeah, write down your woes and your gloom and your hopes and your fears, and, you know, we're going to put them inside Zozobra, and, you know, we're going to stuff it up there, and we're going to burn it. So I just wrote creamed corn. Because I hate creamed corn so much.
Oh, man.
And that was one of my fears.
I would have written beets.
Beets?
Mm-hmm. I went to a restaurant.
Not like dropping beets, yo, but like red beets that grow out of the ground. Okay. All right. That makes more sense.
Yeah, there was a restaurant in Santa Fe, which will go unnamed, which was putting beets in its pancakes. I never went back. Without telling you. There was not full disclosure.
Wow. You're going to tell me after the show, though.
I will. I don't think they're doing it anymore.
All right.
I think they got complaints.
They're like, that's weird.
Axel Contemporary has their ongoing show through the 9th of September, Selected Works on Paper, the Flat File Show, and that is the mobile art gallery that's in a van that goes around town, so you can see it anywhere you want, or anywhere that it is. And Heidi Lowen Porcelain Gallery, the Golden Sun of Summer, Smoked Porcelain and Carved Stilettos. There's an opening today from 5 to 8 in the evening. And yes, the stilettos are porcelain stilettos. Just saying.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. My Christmas tree is decorated with porcelain stiletto heels every year.
Is that right?
Yeah. Purple and, I mean, they're not life-sized, obviously. Weigh the tree down a little bit.
Yeah, you have to make them out of lightweight plastic if you're going to make them life-size.
Yeah.
Water Tower Music, the pop-up wind quintet today from 5 to 4, 5:45 at the Rail Yard under the water tank. Serenata of Santa Fe is doing that recurring small music project series, which is part of the Rail Yard Art Committee. And all sorts of artists on flute, oboe, horn, and bassoon, clarinet.
Neo.
Yep.
Hey, the Fiesta Melodrama is continuing this week.
Oh, good. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it.
I haven't either.
But here's the title. What the List Missed, or the Absolutely Undeniably Certifiably True Story of How New Mexico Became a State. I'm sure everything in it is 100%
absolutely true. Go there for your history lesson, children.
There's actually a late show tonight. There's a 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. Show over at Santa Fe Playhouse. It's the show runs Friday through Sunday, all the way through September 9th. So you still have a chance to catch it.
All right.
But it's always more fun to see it before it's over. The one they did, was it last year or the year before? It was just hilarious. Oh, my gosh. With about the medical marijuana program.
Oh, right.
Gigantic joint on stage. It was very scary. And a big Zizobra hand that came out and scared everybody. But this one looks good too. I'm you know, they always try and keep it a secret, you know, as to who wrote it this year. I think I know who wrote it.
Yeah, it's, sometimes you can tell.
Yeah. But I say nothing. I don't give away the secrets.
Oh, really?
No.
Good.
Okay. Victoria Price Art and Design, The Structure of Things, paintings by David Baca. There's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. Tonight. That's up to September 28th. And Zane Bennett Contemporaries got Message from La Habana, a group show of works by Cuban artists. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yay.
There's a story on page 42 in today's Pasa Tiempo. That show is up through September 21st.
Excellent.
Yeah. So lots of art openings on Friday. Not so many on Saturday, but here's something on Saturday that I recommend. That Caldera Gallery, our good friends over there on
yeah.
Baca Street, they had a bit of a burglary.
Oh, that's awful.
All of their things were taken. All of their laptops, their camera with all of their art on it
was
stolen. So they are trying to recoup losses from the robbery, which happened August 12th. If you have any information, please contact the police department.
Yeah.
But DJ Prairie Dog is going to be spinning. There's going to be an art auction, food. There's going to be a screening of Point Break, which is that surfer film with Patrick Swayze and Chris Rock. And they've set up this really cool kind of photo booth where it looks like you're surfing. And so one of the folks in scuba is going to be taking photos in the photo booth. That is Saturday. And unfortunately, from noon to sundown. And donations are welcome, even if you don't want to hang around for food and stuff. They could certainly use some community support. And they do some great stuff over there. Being such a small space and such a small collective.
They do indeed.
They do wonderful things.
Tomasita's Lowrider and Custom Car Show is a fundraiser for Literary Volunteers of Santa Fe, who we're going to have on the air sometime pretty soon, but I want to let people know right now about the car show because it's Sunday from 11 to 5 in the rail yard, and 50% of Tomasita's profits that day will go to Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe. And it should be great fun, and this is something that they're planning to do every year. Low riders, custom cars, hot rods, motorcycle, classic cars, low rider bikes, muscle cars, and more.
What's a low rider bike?
You got to go there to find out.
Oh, like low rider bicycle, I bet, is what they're thinking about, not motorcycles.
Maybe.
Probably low rider bikes. That I know what that is.
Okay.
A low rider motorcycle, I don't really know.
Yeah, I saw a motorcycle with a sidecar the other day, and my desire to get one of those and put my dog in it was reawakened.
In a little basket?
No, a little sidecar.
Oh, no. You need help.
But it'd be so cute.
Did you see that picture I sent you about the dog's birthday?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening? Oh, Nancy Wood is reading from Soledad Crucifixion in conjunction with her photographic exhibit from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday at Gerald Peters Gallery over there on Paseo de Peralta. There's a story on page 48, today's Pasa Tiempo.
Excellent.
Interesting story that.
Do say more.
Well, you're just going to have to read it. But we've sort of been sitting on the story for a little while. There's also a very interesting story in today's Pasa Tiempo, and it's not really necessarily tied to any event, but it's about fire in art. Like, fire in art.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's people on fire or you know, a flaming hearth or whatever. I believe Michael Abadamarco wrote a great story today about it in the Pasa Tiempo.
If you're an artist, you know that drawing and painting flame is not the very easiest of all possible things.
Right. This is true.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an artist or would know, but that is true. Hey, who doesn't love them some mariachi music?
Oh, nobody doesn't love them some mariachi music.
Nobody. We'll talk about that later.
We'll diagram that sentence later.
But there is a, what is it? the Concierto de Mariachi Matinee at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Wednesday, September 5th. That's at the Lenzic. Tickets are very inexpensive. They're more expensive for the afternoon show by just a couple of bucks. But we've got Mariachi Buenaventura, who it's the all-woman mariachi group,
right,
that just performed
fab
at the Olympics. And they are back, and they're going to work it for you. There's a couple of other groups. There's going to be some dancers. There's going to be tons of singers. And the tickets are available through Tickets Santa Fe at the Lenzic, 988-1234, www.ticketssantafe.org. So go get your mariachi on.
And Dennis Marker, who was here on the show a few months ago discussing his book, 15 Steps to Corporate Feudalism, How the Rich Convinced America's Middle Class to Eliminate Themselves, is going to be talking at Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday at 11 in the morning, and it's a production of Journey Santa Fe. And Journey Santa Fe is doing things pretty much every Sunday morning at Collected Works Bookstore, and all of them very interesting, so definitely check it out.
Neato.
It's a good book.
It is? Have you read it?
Yes.
All of it?
Yep.
I haven't read it.
You should read it. It says a lot of things in a very concise way. So it's like a little handbook about, well, how we were convinced to eliminate ourselves. It's kind of depressing, but there's good information in it.
Well, if you have a cop, I'm trying to figure out what to bring on my vacation. I'm going on vacation, everybody.
Don't bring that.
No.
Bring something happy.
Bring something happy? I don't do well with happy.
Oh, well, then bring that.
Okay. Live on the Rocks. Did we talk about this?
No.
Live on the Rocks is on Sunday from... Oh, it starts at 4 p.m. It's a benefit for the Mesa Prieta Petroglyph Project, featuring music by Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers, petroglyph tours, and a catered meal. This is at the Wells Petroglyph Preserve, U.S. 285-84 north through Espanola to New Mexico 68. If you call 927-6604, you can find out more information. You can get tickets through the Lenzic. But everybody loves them some petroglyphy.
That's your sentence structure of the morning.
Yeah.
Everyone loved them some.
Everybody loved them some petroglyphy.
Everybody loved them some Jicarilla Apache of Dulce. There's
yes.
a talking book signing by Dr. Veronica Velarde Tiller and Mary Velarde, and it's a new book on the history of the Jicarilla Apache, and that is Sunday, September 2nd from 2 to 4:30 at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. So that's definitely something to check out.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
I forgot to mention when I talked about Arwen Donahue, who wrote the comic book about Old Man Gloom.
Yeah.
And has the signing on Friday. She's also going to be reading from and signing copies of it in the Junior Common Room at Peterson Student Center at St. John's College on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.
Ah, good to know.
So she actually has two events, one on Friday and then one the following Wednesday. So if you miss one, you can go to the other. But I think the one is going to be probably a little more fun downtown at Warehouse 21.
Oh, it's all fun.
I guess.
You know.
and I know there's some mariachi extravaganza, but I can't seem to find the information right now. But if you go to the Santa Fe Opera website, there is a mariachi extravaganza happening.
And you talked about Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers?
Yes.
Okay.
So enough to it. Let's see. What else is happening? Serenade of Santa Fe, four community concerts. Let's see, we've got one at 12:30 p.m. on Museum Hill. Let's see, we've got one at 1:45 at Century. This is on Friday. This is today. One at 1:45 at Century Bank on Federal Place. One at 3 p.m. at Whole Foods Market on Cerrillos Road, and one at 5 o'clock in the Rail Yard Plaza. That's a lot of concerts for a day. That's crazy. That's too much.
Yep.
I would think it's too much. Hey, we've also got program two of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. And I know there's a concert.
Saturday night only. And it's Seth Del Grosso's last performance, as we found out during the first part of this show. He is retiring. He's a founding member of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. And it's the last time he's performing here. And he is going on to a career in working behind the scenes with the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
Behind the scenes.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's kind of a big deal.
It is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's great. But anyway, it's a great time to go see Aspen Santa Fe Ballet and see this wonderful dancer. And Tracy Neal, longtime garden designer in Santa Fe, is giving two classes at the Santa Fe Community College September 15th and 22nd from 9 to noon about landscaping for the future as the climate changes. And I don't know if I talked about last week he was giving a class at Plants of the Southwest, but in any case, call Santa Fe Community College and find out about his classes, because he's a wonderful, we had him on the air not too long ago, and he's a wonderful gardener, garden designer, horticulturist, whatever you want to call it, lots of, great deal of knowledge and sense of beauty.
We didn't mention the Fiesta de los Niños that's happening out at El Rancho de los Golondrinas, did we?
I don't think we did.
It is it's an outdoor celebration. It's an annual children's celebration. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's reenactments, there's food, there's music. I believe there's even some talk of some animals.
But that
begins at 10 a.m. and goes to 4 p.m. on Sunday out there at El Rancho de los Golondrinas. Tickets are cheap, and there's discounts available if you go to 471-2261. If you call them, you can find out more information about that event. And that's a great sort of way to get a little bit out of town on the weekends. Go out there to Rancho de los Golondrinas. We love those guys. They are awesome. They do good things. And I got to mention this. I read about this in my column today. Greg Turner, who is sort of a co-founder of the Angry Samoans, one of my favorite punk bands of all time.
Uh-huh.
Is sort of one of these in-and-out Santa Fe people. He comes here and stays for a while and goes, oh my God, I can't handle this anymore. And then he leaves for a little while and then he comes back. It happens to the best of us. He has a new album out and he's sort of gone singer-songwriter-y on us.
Uh-huh.
And he has been sort of, a lot of these songs were recorded out in, where were they recorded? They were recorded in Cuesta at an analog studio called The Barn Recorder. And if you go to look, like Google up The Barn Recorder, Cuesta, New Mexico, they have a really cool blog. Anyway.
The way you said Cuesta just sounded like Church Lady.
Cuesta? Cuesta? Anyway, you can catch Turner live at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 7th. This is not this Friday, which is today, but the following Friday at 317 Aztec, which is the old Aztec Cafe on Aztec Street. And then on Sunday, September 9th, he's playing at one of my favorite places. I was there yesterday. Who's Donuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you like donuts, that's an excellent choice.
It is, and I do. So.
And who doesn't?
And who doesn't? I love me some of that. Oh, the Taos Studio Tour.
Who is it who doesn't love them Who's Donuts?
All of these sentence diagrams will be up on Mary Charlotte's website by the end of the week.
In Latin.
In Latin. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the Taos Studio Tour. If I didn't have to work all weekend, I'd be doing this. But there's a meet and greet from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, which is today, at the Mabel Dodge Lujan House. And regular tours begin at 10 a.m. and run through 5 p.m. on Saturday through Monday, September 1st through 3rd. Because, hey, guess what? Monday is, for some, a holiday.
Yeah, it's for some it is. It's
Labor Day.
Labor Day. That's why people like you and I labor.
So start putting all your white clothes in a little pile and make sure you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. Isn't that what they say?
Oh, I didn't get the memo.
I don't know. I figured that was just something everybody knew.
Oh, well, who doesn't know them some
of
etiquette?
some of that etiquette. If you go to taosartist.org, you can find artist information. In other words, you can sort of troll people's art pages and figure out whose studios you want to visit and whose you don't. And you can also download a map or at least look at one. And maps are also available at the visitor center in Taos and area galleries in the city. So taosartist.org, that, of course, the regular tour is September 1st through 3rd. So that's, you know, we're like studio tour season is pretty much just starting. We've had like Santa Fe studio tour, but there's a lot coming.
Yeah, studio tours, it's a nice time of year for studio tours.
It is. It's fall. It sort of gets people out and about. I haven't heard anything about the chairlift being open for people to ride up and down and watch the foliage. Have you?
No, I think they kind of wait until the aspen leaves turn a little more yellow.
Well, I know, but I haven't heard, like, if they're... I guess I haven't picked a date yet. Maybe. If you go to the Ski Santa Fe website, there might be something there. Anywho, Sid Masters and his band, the Swing Riders, are headlining the Cleveland Mill Fest, which runs Saturday and Sunday, September 1st through 2nd, at the Cleveland Roller Museum in Cleveland, right? No. It's north of Mora off Mexico 518. And this is kind of an annual event. 2 days of live music. There's food booths, arts and crafts, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, the 1st through the 2nd. So it's two miles north of Mora. So that's a nice drive, actually, and tickets are cheap.
Go ahead.
No, if you call 575-387-2645, you can find out more info on that.
Now, did you tell us about the Serenata of Santa Fe and all the different places that they're going to be?
On that one day?
That one bait being today.
Yeah, I done did that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I only read one of them, but I didn't realize there was a gazillion, and I just got an email.
Oh, yeah. There's a gazillion. Yeah.
At least five.
Yeah. There's a bunch. All over town. But if you go to the Serenata Santa Fe website, you can find out sort of what's on the schedule in terms of what they're going to play.
Right.
But that's a lot of concerts in one day for anybody.
It is.
I don't know if it's the same ensemble, like, hopping from place to place.
I think it's the same ensemble hopping from place to place.
Or they're, like, dividing and conquering, you know? They're like, all right, you three go over there, and then you two get out of bed at 2 and go over there. But at any rate.
Good point.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You never know. I don't think Serenata Santa Fe has that many peeps in it.
That many oboe players?
Yes.
Now that the opera's over?
Yeah. I didn't make it to the opera.
You didn't make it to the opera?
Remember how I said I was going to do it this year? Darn it, I was going to do it. I didn't.
I'm going to drag you next year.
I know.
I went to 4 out of 5, and I loved them.
I know. I just got too busy.
You know, it's okay. There will be more opera next year. I'm sure of it.
With a new conductor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that was weird, huh? She said by saying nothing. What else is happening? Oh, here it is. This is exactly what I was looking for. The annual Mariachi Extravaganza de Santa Fe is happening on Sunday at the Santa Fe Opera, 7:30 p.m.
Because who doesn't like them some mariachi?
But this is an extravaganza.
That's a different
one. This isn't a matinee. This is an extravaganza, which means tickets are more expensive.
Which means it's at night.
Which means, yeah. And 7:30 p.m., which is the sun's still going to be out. It'll be fun. If you call 986-5900, which is the box office, they can tell you more about who's going to play. And you can buy you some tickets.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we wish you a lovely weekend.
Oh, we don't have any time to talk about movies?
Oh, movies.
Just real quick?
Yeah, real quick, because we've only got 2 minutes left until 9.
I know. Okay, Compliance, one of the strangest films I've ever seen. Very disturbing.
Really?
This is a Do Not Take the Kids.
In a disturbing in a good way?
Well, it's based on a true story about this guy that calls a fast food restaurant, pretends to be a cop, and tells this girl that she's being accused of stealing money out of a customer's purse and has her strip search, and it's very, very, it's creepy. Anyway, that opens at CCA Cinematheque. I gave it 3 chilies in the Paso Tiempo today. We've got an NC-17 film over at Regal de Vargas starring Matthew McConaughey called Killer Joe. Jonathan Richards gave it 3 chilies.
Really?
Yeah.
A Matthew McConaughey film? 3 chilies?
Yeah, and that's what I said too. We're like, this is exactly what he needed. And Jennifer Levin wrote a great review of Celeste and Jesse Forever. Some would say comedy / drama. I would say, well, just read Jennifer's review. It's rated R, and it's at Regal de Vargas. And there are 2 chilies. But don't forget the great films over at the screen.
Yes, do not forget.
There's some marvelous things playing over there at the screen, including Elena, right? Which Jonathan Richards gave 2.5 chilies.
I haven't been over there for a while.
The Screen?
Yeah.
We should go over there. It's in my neighborhood.
It's a great, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to watch movies, as is the CCA.
Yeah.
As is just about every place but DeVargas, which still hasn't gotten its projection chops on.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. The music is playing. Rob DeWalt is with the Pastiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. My website is santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to DotFlow Computer Services. It's just about time to go. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we will see you next week, and happy Labor Day.
Bye.
Bye.